Hi, we're back. And it's Late Night with Deanne, and we're here on RBN. And, John, you had a comment before we went to break. You wanted to, you know, say what you feel about this situation with this nightmare of this so-called legislation that's been already passed.
I'd like to clarify a few things. Number one, what you've done is the Al-Qaeda is the CIA, and you've caught them in their own game of false identification and false banking and that kind of thing, and they aren't going to allow the powers to be to catch them. They're already the criminals. But what we have got is we've got the controlling bunch of the policing force that when they get pulled over and they recognize that they've caught some of these people, and then they show them their get-out-of-jail-free card, they let them go. Well, the policing force is they're starting to see that their salaries aren't enough because they're being taxed too much. As Al Gore and President Clinton were soliciting money from the Chinese and caught and then let go. I mean, we can start seeing these things as the JFK assassination. The CIA members were pulled off the back of the car just before the turn, which shows that President Bush Sr., who was head of the CIA at that time, instructed an open shot against President John F. Kennedy. We had a takeover of the government at that time. So anyhow, as we have this situation existing, we have people that are enablers, just as we have in AAA of drinking. We have enablers that allow these people to get through, and we have to stop letting these people that have the get-out-of-jail-free card or they're the president so we can't touch them, they're invincible when they're criminal. We have to stop allowing this. We have to start letting these people that are being the enablers to stop recognizing their abilities to get out of jail free card. And so maybe we ought to start recognizing that they need to start doing an inventory on those people that have the get out of jail free card, because when they finally recognize that they're being walked over the cliff along with the rest of us, maybe they can help stop this.
Well, you're 100% right on that, John, 100%. And the only way that, you know, we could do something to, you know, stop some of this stuff is to try to enlighten people. Because, you know, you can't sit there and be such, you know, in a cloud that you think that everything that the government is purporting to do is something that's good for you to make sure that you're safe and protected. Because, again, if they wanted to make sure we were safe and protected, before September 11th, when I took all this stuff, and I had a lawsuit I filed. I filed a lawsuit in federal and state court out here, and also in federal court about the issues I'm bringing forth here. And they have it there. Vicky, you know, the state, U.S. Attorney Fitzgerald, he blocked my lawsuit. He blocked it. And they refused to investigate. They know what's going on. And they're using and abusing our tax dollars, and we're sitting there letting them say that there's all kinds of terrorists out there and that we're the terrorists. And the thing is that if they want somebody, and a good example is what I told you before, somebody that was down there in that Bay Area locked up for bringing huge shipments of drugs in, they served 2 years in jail. Just 2 years, and they're out in real estate. So that should tell you, folks, they don't care. It isn't about us. It's about what they're doing to us in a way that is the same of what happened during Adolf Hitler's Germany. And if we don't wake up, we're going to end up just like the Jews. We can sit there and talk about Jews and this and that and the other, but you know what? There was a lot of Jews there that were not involved, didn't know what happened, and they sat there like everybody is doing here in the United States, and we're supposed to be 100 million times smarter, and we're sitting there and setting ourselves up for demise by this process that they're doing. Now, I'm going to change the subject around when I come back because I got a couple of guests. But think about this, because we're going to talk more about this on the end, because we're going to work on solutions when we come back on the Deanne Burrell Show.
Please tell me who I am. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back into Deanne on the Deanne Burley Show. And we're changing our topic for a while because both of these topics we're talking about at the close of the show, the last hour, I need to hear from you callers. I really need you to call in. We need to do something here. We can't sit back. We got to do something. Now, this broadcast right now I'm going to bring in is about homelessness. Now, don't just turn your dial off and say, I don't want to hear this and this, that, and the other, but listen to what happened. It got my better up again. I was looking at Oprah's show on Friday. It was a broadcast, I guess, from the day before. I'm not sure. And she had, towards the end of the show, this gentleman on, and it kind of stopped me because I had been involved with the homeless situation out here in the Chicagoland area. I had 32 individuals that were homeless in the Downers Grove area, and they came for miles to meet with me in the summertime to try to figure out what they could do to get off the street. They took out pens and paper. They came and walked for miles and miles because they got sick of going to pad sites, not being able to get in because there's a huge number of people that were there. They had gone and tried to get in social programs, but there was no more money, nothing available to them. So they ended up more and more on the street, floating from one place to the other. Some of these people were military men I ran into. Some of them were top executives in corporations. A lot of them were Lucent Technology people that got laid off. Now imagine, Lucent Technology, homeless on the street. Let them out here. They came out, some of them were on bicycles, makeshift, whatever kind of way. They met and they were sitting there with pen and paper and everything, trying to figure out a way to get a solution to their problem because they just didn't have enough money. They had a choice to stay in a shelter site and then trying to go to work from there. It's impossible. Nobody's going to hire you from the shelter site. And then they are hiring somebody that's already been pre-labeled as being lazy and not wanting to work and not willing to do better for themselves. And they had to be on drugs or mental. That's a mental condition that's out here, and that's what they think all homeless people are. There are some out there that are, but there are some out there that aren't. And there are other ones out there for other reasons, but the thing is that these are all the people. They have millions and billions of dollars in these programs. And again, the issue of housing is still the issue every year. There's tons of food, but nowhere for them to go to get a structure. But let me go back to what happened. On Oprah Show, and remember the number, I had 32 individuals that were homeless in the summer, 32. And I met one gentleman that was from Arkansas that had been listening to my show, and me and him became friends, and he's my reporter down in Arkansas right now. Now, the issue is on Oprah, they talked about this thing that somebody had done, a Hollywood movie that was paid by Showtime. And Showtime sponsored this guy because the guy came out and he saw this homeless guy, and he kept the this guy kept asking him for money every day, and he decided to do a movie on it to show these people homeless and see what it is that they're really going through. So he filmed it, but Showtime decided to give $100,000 in a suitcase to somebody they appointed that was homeless that would be worthy of this money to see what they would do with it. So the cameraman followed this gentleman around. The guy they followed him from dumpster to dumpster, gathering up bottles, and he was formerly in the military. And anyway, he found the suitcase that they placed there and opened it up, and it was $100,000 in there in hand. He got the money, and they said, well, what are you going to do with it? And he went down the street, and he started handing money out because he never had that much money at one time. Then he went in, and there was a guy who was nice to him at the bottle recycling shop, so he went and brought him a car, paid cash for it. Then after that, he went in and decided to take care of his family, so he paid their debts off because he was angry with his family, and he wanted to do something nice for him and thought that his family might recognize him, paid their debts. Then after that, the only thing he wanted was two things, to get his teeth fixed, which he did, and this other thing, he wanted a truck. So he paid $34,000 for a truck, got married, and that was it. And then there was no more money, no more money out of the $100,000. So he said on Oprah's broadcast, and he was talking about, you know, his plight, what going on, and what he was going through. And the thing was that really disturbed me was that they were using him, I felt, because he didn't represent everybody homeless, and not one of these people that sat there and filmed and did anything actually provided him with one solution that he needed a spot to work out of. He needed to be in a spot to get himself cleaned up, focused, so that he could get to a point where he would understand what to do with $100,000. They offered it to him. They had somebody sitting there. It was financial counselor and everything else. He decided not to take it. But then if you're on the street for 20 years, you're kind of defiant. You don't want anybody to tell you what to do because you're in a situation that you've been fending for yourself, and you're on the offensive to anybody who comes around you. You have to understand the psyche if somebody's been on the street like that. So then this guy was sitting there, and he had nothing. He had a wife and name not around because he had no money. I don't know if he had the truck anymore, but he said he had a MasterCard. He showed that, and he said he's in a great amount of debt, and he's on the street. He has nowhere to stay. He's back to square one. So then Oprah had said there was a guy outside his studio, and she got him a coat, and she was telling him where to go to work, and he just refused to go wherever she was going to send him. He walked off, and that was all she saw. Now, in the event that I did, and I'm not saying bragging, knocking me on the back or anything, but out here, out of the 32, 19 of them are now no longer homeless. Not that I did anything tremendous. I didn't have any money to give them. I now don't have money like Oprah. I don't have anything like that. The only thing I had was spirit of understanding what people need. They need a little encouragement, and they need not to be put in a program, and they don't need to be classified or put in a situation that they feel that they're less than being people or perfect, because, see, that's the reason why they are where they are, because of what society thinks of people. So when I came out there and they pulled out the pad and pencil and reorganized, we had a secretary, we had people, and we were meeting there until I got real sick, couldn't go back out there anymore. But 19 of them got places. And one of them, the one that was going to have a premiere of my homeless program, before I even started the program, he started working with one of them. He's working right now, and he's got a house that he's renting. And he's still in it. Now, we can just reflect on this and hear what I'm talking about, what happened with Oprah and the guy that gave the one guy $100 million. Now, if he had $100 million and $100,000 in hand to give to this guy, it should have been a little bit more sad to make this guy encourage him and give him a little bit more of a substance to know that it's okay to come out the other side of the equation from being homeless and being in society again, because it's real scary. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up because I have a guy that is coming on, and he has something that is in Arkansas that I want to talk about, and it's a community. It is not a program. I do not want to hear words like programs and things like that, because it puts a little fuzz in my head. Because, see, programs means it's orchestrated through government, and those things never work. Communities seem like it's a friendly name. It's not something that you feel threatened by. And people will come to a community, but not to a program. So my guest, Dennis, has a community, and he's going to talk about it. And I want you to listen to his story and be supportive of what he's doing, because, see, we need these communities all over the place, because the guy that I was telling you about, that I made the reporter down here in Arkansas, is with him down there. And he has a place, and he has other things that he's doing, and he's moving up and around. He's going through some difficulty in doing this, a passage that we all go through, because he's been on the street not as long as the other guy, 20 years, but he's been on the street for a while. But you know what? This one guy, I really talk to him at night. Every day I talk to him. Because I want to encourage him, because, you know, he's got a mind and a heart of gold, but he's just rough on the edge because he's been out there and he's frightened to death, like all the rest of them. So you don't judge. Judge ye not until you walk in that other man's shoes. So I'm going to bring Dennis up. Dennis, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Dennis.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay. And I wanted to announce your program, your website, and tell the audience how you got involved with your community out there and what it does.
Well, the way I got involved, I'm kind of a general gopher for the Cosmic Coach. I go where he/she sends me and try to do what I'm supposed to do. And I was led to this property about a year ago. It's an acre of land. It has three houses on it and what used to be a large auto shop. And we were able to acquire this property, and we're bringing in people who are trying to change their lives. And together we're building a supportive, caring community to try to basically do what any basic faith group, be it Christianity, Muslim, whatever you say, if you get down to the fundamental truths of sharing, caring, love, compassion, that's what we're trying to instill out here. And we've got right now a group of people who are working with...
I got to stop you, Dennis, for 1 minute. We're going to break, and we'll be right back. Dennis and John... Talk about homelessness. We're going to talk a little bit more on that when we return. 800-313-9443. Right back up.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi, we're back, and it's Late Night with Deanne on RBN. I'm also on Truth Radio Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, Blog Talk Radio, same time, simulcast, now live. I'm on, and like I said, from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. You want to call me direct, you call me at either 630-930-9782, 630-666-8528, or email me at deanne.burley, D-A-N-N-E dot B-U-R-L-E-Y at gmail.com, or go to justiceradio.wetpaint.com, justiceradio.wetpaint.com, and we're back here with Dennis. Dennis, I'm sorry, I had to stop you during the break, but if you could continue and give me a description of your community.
Okay, I will, but I'm on the speakerphone, and I don't want to speak for the whole community. I don't feel comfortable doing that, so I've got some others that may be coming to join us, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah,
okay.
I love that.
Okay. Well, basically, again, we are just in the process of coming together and building, trying to show the city of Little Rock, specifically in Arkansas, that you don't have to sit around and wait for the government or a federal grant or a bunch of money to make a difference. That if people come together and share what they have in a spirit of peace, love, understanding, and caring, that magic can happen. And it's happening here every day. We've got people here that have been on the streets for a while. We've got people that have come out of the joint. We've got people who are recovering addicts, battered women, who are all coming together, sharing with each other, and trying to support each other while they make a new life for themselves. I mean, and that's kind of in a nutshell what it's all about. So I don't know what more I mean to really say about that. We're not a program. We are a community run by the community members. We make the rules together. We decide how the community works and what kind of things happen here. And we're in the process, like I said, of we've got architects in the community who have volunteered now to come out here and help us put together a whole site plan for the property here. And we've got churches involved, and we're going to build this community as a community barn raising, as it were, to bring people together and share what we have to build a monument to what can happen when people come together and share what they have.
Dennis, can you give the website and name of your community for the listeners?
Right. The website, that's actually a whole nother initiative of Compassion Communities, but it's CompassionCommunities.org. And CompassionCommunities.org is actually a series of about 10 interactive online web communities dealing with various issues in Arkansas, like poverty, mental health, substance abuse, children and youth, and anybody in the state, well, anybody in the world, actually, can go in there and sign up for a free account and join the community and contribute their knowledge or skills or whatever they have to help mobilize to make some changes. And I can tell from talking to you that I think you might agree with me. There's a lot that needs changing about our service system, about our correctional system, about a lot of our systems that I hope these websites or web communities can help facilitate some of that change. So I would invite anybody that's listening to you to come up, check it out, get on there, create an identity in the community, and join us.
And the thing that's really needed, too, is when you put this community together, you at least have the thought of people that are going through homelessness. And so people will understand their plight. It is not a clear-cut thing like something I was looking at today, or I mean yesterday, where, you know, one individual on the street for 20 years, because he's on the street, he just cannot maintain money, and he is in a situation that he's just a hopeless, homeless person. And then it's like, I don't know, after I explained what happened with this gentleman, how do you feel about this scenario of somebody giving $100,000 to a homeless person and then following them around with a camera? What is your idea of that?
Well, I think it's pretty demeaning, actually. I think it was just kind of a media circus. I don't have time to watch TV very much, but you know, I mean, there's a whole lot of people in this country that don't know how to manage money, and it sounded like he was doing, I mean, he was trying to help, do what he could do to help people that had helped him or needed help, you know, so I'm not surprised at all that he did what he did. So,
and it's no different than the person winning a lottery. Lottery people that have homes, they're okay, they do the same thing, and they misuse and abuse money. Not only talking about that, but our federal government misusing and abusing our money. So the thing is to put a judgment on somebody and not explain to them, you know, like if I had a camera, I had that money, you know what I would tell them? The first thing, same thing I told my friend there. You need to get in somewhere. Structure yourself. Put you in a situation that from that place that you have base, you can go in and get a job, you get yourself cleaned up, you get yourself focused. We'll be back after this break and talk more about this. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
And we're here on Late Night with Deanne on RBN. Folks, again, Monday through Friday, Truth Radio, Blog Talk Radio, NowLive.com. All of those broadcasts I'm on close to 8 days, I mean 7 days a week. I think there's eight, depending on what planet you're on. But anyway, we're going back and we're talking to Dennis here. And I'm going to ask you, Dennis, too, a question, and I'm going to ask John if he has some questions for you. But this new federal ID card that they're talking about coming up, that's going to be more than, you know, what they normally would charge a fee. It could be $50, $100, $150 to get a driver's license, and you have to do a complete criminal background check just to get one. How would that affect the plight of the homeless, would you say?
Yeah, really, tell them to get over it quick.
Hello, Dennis?
Yes?
Yeah, did you hear my question? Or?
I didn't, I'm sorry.
Okay, I was saying, how would it affect the homeless if they have this federal ID program where it's going to cost them $50, $100, $150 for someone to secure a driver's license or an identification? How is that going to affect the plight of the homeless, would you say?
Well, I just can't imagine many homeless people that I know coming up with that kind of cash or even wanting to. You know, I mean, it's I don't really know. I didn't know about that. I mean, bring the chair over here. I'm sorry. I've got some other folks in the community gathering around the phone here while we're talking, so I hope they get them on here to talk about some of this. In a nutshell, what I would say about most social programs of any kind is that the majority of them are designed for the benefit of the ones running the programs, not the people, not the consumers who are using the programs, you know, and they sit around in their boardrooms and planning rooms and make all these grand and glorious plans to help folks when they really don't have a clue what they're doing and how what they're doing really affects people, you know. And it needs to change. I mean, in business, at least a little, it's getting less so, but at least most of the time in business responds to the consumer or they go out of business. That's not true in government-sponsored programs. If you don't respond to the consumer, you still get your money, you know. And so what we want to do is make these systems more responsive to the people that they say that they're trying to help.
I want to stop you here for 1 second. John, do you have any questions for Dennis?
Well, the other night I was working on a truck at midnight, and I was in the dark, and I had lights around the bottom of the trailer where I put a new air valve on, and as I started the truck up, a gentleman showed up out of the dark. And what it was he'd been released from jail, which was approximately three-quarters of a mile away. And he was looking for a ride uptown, and he thought I was another person that worked at or owned the facility. And as it was, I was able to give him a ride. But just in the interim of being released at midnight, it could have been in real adverse weather. I didn't know if he had a place to go. He said, yes, he did have a place to go. In the interim, he really wasn't a criminal per se. He had a girlfriend problem that the girlfriend had him arrested and thrown in jail. It ended up costing him his job. And so he was, you know, he's kind of down and out. And again, as you don't have the better food and whatnot, you become a little forgetful. We recognize as proper nutrition gives proper abilities to function, you become forgetful. You become not as that adept to be able to handle things as you don't have proper heat, as you don't have proper attire of food or whatever nutrient factors to let your body function properly. So anyhow, in your group, do you have do you monitor like the policing agencies that they're going to let somebody out that you might arrange to open a door to that person or let the police department know that there's a place where those people can go if they don't have a home to go to? Or are people coming out of the jail system too dysfunctional for you to try to help even? I don't know. I'm just asking the question.
No. We have people here that have now that have been come out of the prison system, and probably everybody here has had unpleasant encounters with the enforcement judicial system. But what we're doing, I mean, we are doing this totally on blind faith. I mean, we have no money to do this. We're totally dependent on what we can all raise doing odd jobs and donations. But our next step, like I said, we have this big auto shop, and our plan is to set that up as a kind of a day facility for homeless folks to come out here, and the ones who want to participate with us, and we'll have showers, we'll have laundry facilities, and any of them that participate with us, we'll set them up with their own message phone, with their own internet phone that they can have the message number, they can use this as an address, and actually start establishing a grounding spot, you know, that people can communicate with them, that they can leave numbers and callback numbers for employers, and the ones who are ready can move on into some of the facilities that we're setting up for folks to live in. not everybody's ready to come in because, folks, I mean, if you've been out there for a while, you tend not to trust much. You know, you don't really trust
it's just established
agencies and things, and you kind of have to let people come in at their own pace, take them where they are, and that's kind of what we want to do.
Well, it's like the prison system. Just because you come out of there doesn't mean you're guilty of anything. The prison system, as I'm trying to use it myself, they tell me it's not just. And I says, no kidding.
Well, I don't think anybody that's been in there would disagree with that. You know, I mean, it's awful. They make it very, very difficult. We're trying to set up a program right now in the prisons. Internet technology is so cheap and so affordable. Right now, it costs a fortune for relatives to call their relatives that are inside.
Uh-huh.
It's a rack. And there is nothing to prohibit the prison system from setting up webcams and churches around the state to set up webcams so that the people in there could visit with their kids and could talk to their kids and their family members and maintain contact with the community. Not only do we not encourage that, we make it hard for it to happen. And it doesn't have to be that way. And the reason it's that way is because we let it be that way. And a lot of people, we humans, for some reason, tend to want to put people in boxes. You know, oh, it's those homeless people. Oh, it's those junkies. Oh, it's those whatever. You know, and you can't, humans don't belong in boxes. They're all unique creatures, and they all have their own needs, they all have their own dreams, and you need to nurture them and let them grow, and once they see hey, this might be possible for me, the lights come on, you can see it on their face and in their eyes, I could do this. And magic happens then. But if you say, well, this is our program, you know, get along, then most of them are going to get along. They'll take what they can get while they're there and move on to the next one.
And the thing is, most of those programs, too, like out here, you have to be in a set spot exactly at 6 or 7 o'clock or you can't get in.
That's right. Once
you're in, you can't come out. And then the thing is that they are sleeping in environments where they don't know who or what they're around. So this is another reason why a lot of them don't want to be in that setting. And the reason I know these things is I not only have talked to these folks, but I was involved with a Peace and Justice Radio Project. And when I was doing the Peace and Justice Radio Project, I had gone and talked to people that were in homes and various places that have been put out of their houses, ending up in these so-called programs. And they were only allowed a certain time that they could come in. They could only bring what they had on their back. They were able to eat. They had to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to get out at 6:30. And the thing was that some of these people claimed that they had been raped, their children had been assaulted, and everything else you can imagine. So then they got to the point where they just felt better either staying in their cars, hotels, or staying in the street because they felt that at least they can control what was going on in their environment. Now, before I go on any further, do you have any folks here that are willing to come on the program and maybe share what they've gone through?
Yep. In fact, one was just sitting here, and she just got up and went somewhere, but she'll be back in just a second. There's several of them that are coming in here. She'll be right back, and just Brandy was here and was going to share her story with you. But while we're waiting on her, I mean, I've spent my share of time on the streets myself. And to kind of reinforce what you're saying, let me tell you a story that I had. I was down in Key West with no money, no nothing, on the streets. And I finally scraped together enough money to get a bus ticket back home to Arkansas. I hadn't eaten in 2 or 3 days, and we had a four-hour layover, a couple-hour layover in Atlanta. And I looked in the phone book and found I won't say the name of the agency, but a place, it was about 6 blocks from there, down there and asked them if they would please give me something to eat. And they said, we're sorry, we can't give you anything to eat unless you spend the night. And I said, man, I can't spend the night. I got a bus leaving. It took me a while to get this ticket, and I just need a little bit of something to eat. And they said, I'm sorry, we won't give you anything to eat unless you spend the night. Well, that just, I mean, that is a small but, I think, pretty good example of what I mean by programs, that you got to follow the guidelines and you don't take in the individual needs of the people who need help.
And then I ran into a woman, and it was 40 degrees below zero in DuPage County, and she was on St. Charles Road. And I picked her up, and she could barely walk, and she was standing outside a restaurant, and I asked her, you know, what was going on, and she said she wanted to go to one of these places. So I took her there, and that was a place that they rotate, and I got her to the door, and they wouldn't let her in because she had no identification.
Right.
In order for her to be a part of whatever it was that they were doing, she had to have an ID card, birth certificate, social security card, and other proof of who she was and prior residency in order for her to get in to a place to get off the street from 40 below zero weather. So, you know, these are the types of things that are going on. And then the food thing, you know, like you were saying before, you know, if you are not in their program, they don't get paid by the government unless you are in. So you have to stay within their facility.
Okay, I've got somebody here with me now. Holly is a volunteer here, but has spent a lot of time on the streets, and Holly's also responsible for a lot of folks being here. So I'm going to let her talk for a minute and tell a little bit about her story. And if you've got time, have a couple more on here.
Holly, Holly, you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Holly. Hi, Holly. How are you doing? Welcome to the Deanne Burley Show.
I'm Deanne. This is Holly.
Oh, hey, Holly. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Yeah, and welcome to my show. And how's everything going with the program down here? You want to share with the listeners what you're doing and how you came about getting involved with Dennis?
Yeah, I called on behalf of Charles because I was looking for a caretaker position for him. And while I was finding him, I found two other people that night. And Dennis and I had never met. I was referred to him by a friend of mine who is sort of a advocacy mentor for me. I brought him here, and Dennis and I met, and I haven't left. And I keep bringing people to him. That story is sort of the short and tall of it. Everybody here is doing a fabulous job. You don't have to follow them around. You don't have to tell them what to do. You don't have to inquire about their lives. They'll tell you what's going on in them. You know, and it's not a program. You know, it is a community. And these people are not, you know, someone that we're trying to put a number on and, you know, track for, you know, a grant or, you know, I mean, these people all work, or they're looking for work, or they're doing something that is helping them create the life that they want to have, and that's all that really matters.
Now, I was talking to Dennis earlier about this Showtime thing I saw that was on Oprah's show and how they stuck $100,000 in a suitcase. And one guy was homeless. They orchestrated over to this dumpster, and he got it. And they had a card that this is your money. Do whatever you want with it. And within a matter of months, he spent all $100,000 of it. And the thing was, they were saying, well, you know, okay, well, this is what he did, and kind of put him in a bind. But the thing was, it happened so quick, and they didn't really. He had been on the street for 20 years. And
I can only say this. It takes a whole tribe to raise a child. And sometimes when we come off the street, we're still a child. And we need our friends and our peers. Christ says it God says it best in the Bible. He threshes to make you whole. And sometimes you just, you know, you got to get a few bumps and bruises, you know, and get pushed a little bit around by your peers and scream it out a little bit to understand, you know, what your experience is and to change it.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, this show, though, you know, again, if Showtime had 100,000, you know, they should put it towards, you know, efforts of putting together housing. See, my mindset is that if they have food programs all over the country, all over food. But they don't have anything available for someone to get permanent shelter or anything like that so that they can get in a perfect place that they can find a break. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this break.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Hi, we're back, and this is Deanne on RBN. And folks, listen, you know what? This community in Arkansas needs your help and support as well. And if you have, like, computer equipment or vehicles or anything that you might be able to donate, you know, they didn't ask me. I'm just asking you myself. Because, see, make this program work. It's not, I'm not a program. I'm sorry, community. make it work, because see, if we share, it comes back to us. Sharing in this type of setting brings together communities that work together hand in hand and creates change. We have so much government intervention and things, it doesn't really work out. So let's become community-oriented and work within our communities and work together to clean up our matters that bother us and things that are happening. Help people. Like I said before, how much does it take the time out of the day to do something when you see somebody in need and just say a few words? Again, you can write down a check and send it to another type of organization, but again, a lot of times if you talk to someone and understand where they're coming from, then you can understand it from where you are in perspective, because it might affect you along the line. So, Holly, I wanted to bring you back up, you know, and have you share any more information you want to give in regards to the community and what, you know, is going on.
Yeah, I do, and I was trying to interrupt you there for a second. I'm sorry. I get so excited about this stuff. Anyway, what I was saying while you were talking was that, you know, I mean, donations are great, and they do help us. And I'm telling you what, it's always tight. However, people can get, you know, not everybody has money to give. Sometimes I'm telling you, sometimes I'm strapped when I'm digging deep in my pocket here. But I can come over and talk to people. I can call them on the phone. And for people who are not so near to us, you can log on to our website and chat with the people who live here. We're all on there. We all tool around there and hang out, because people need that communication. When you're coming off the street, how else are we supposed to integrate into a community but by communication with other people, you know? And the next thing I wanted to say is I think it's screwed up that Oprah Winfrey, that little shit, set that guy up with a – she knows me. Set that guy up with that briefcase like that, and then, you know, set him up for failure. That's a shitty thing to do to somebody, and I'm so disappointed in her.
The thing is, on the broadcast, you can't, cut or anything like that.
Pardon me.
Deanne, I want to introduce you to Brandy. She's the newest member of the community, and she's sitting here. She's here to tell you her story or anything else you want to ask her.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Brandy. And I'm very new to this community. Before I came here, I have had some problems in the past. Of course, we've all have problems. I have an addiction that I'm dealing with. And if it wasn't for these people here at Compassion Communities, I would be homeless. Blessed for what I do have, and these people are awesome. And if there are any questions that I can answer for you?
Wait, we're going to break, and we'll be right back. Hold on just 1 minute. We'll be right back after this break. Call us 800-313-9443.
With 3